groundwater contamination in East and Southeast Billings remains a problem. Officials are concerned that chemicals in the water are negatively affecting the air quality inside almost 50 homes and businesses in the area. The contamination has been on officials' radar since the 90s. Mike Gibson, with the Montana Department of Environmental Quality, says prior to the 70s, dry cleaners used degreasers that leaked into the sewer and possibly directly into the soil. He says such contamination is fairly common across the country, and some of the more serious contamination is linked to Big Sky linen. Gibson says the use of solvents like tetrachloroethylene faded away in the 70s.
You know, that was prior to the knowledge of what solvents could do, and it was kind of just a, you know, it goes into the ground and then it's filtered through the ground and then it's clean, or so it was thought.
He says many dry cleaners are now steering away from using those solvents, but the contamination in the Billings area remains to this day. He says water quality is not a problem because Billings gets its water from the Yellowstone River. However, they are concerned about solvent leaking into the air from the soil below the structures. DEQ says they found evidence of such leakages. In 2008, they tried to mitigate the contamination. They got rid of some of the most contaminated soils. They used chemicals to break down the groundwater contamination. They also put in barriers. DEQ, together with the Environmental Protection Agency, will discuss the status of the vapor intrusion and next steps at a public meeting this week. Additionally, they may apply for the area to be added to the National Priorities List under the federal Superfund law and are looking for public comment. They say listing the area could open up funding, study, and staffing for a complex project like this one. Vapor intrusion was just added to the criteria to qualify for the National Priorities List in the last few years. The public meeting will be on Thursday evening in Billings. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Kayla DeRoche.